Forrest, it's kind of interesting. Your talk today, obviously, there's a lot of things we can discuss, but you started it all off with a question. Do you believe? I'll let you fill in the details there.
Well, we as an organization, and me personally, professionally, we have such a belief that the opportunity of a lifetime facing the beef cattle industry in this country is just unparalleled. Now, we have to fully recognize all the challenges that we're facing, but when we look to the demand for our product today, not just here in this country, but globally, and we look at the opportunity for growth in this industry over the next decade, I can't find many industries across the globe that I would rather be involved with. So we see the opportunity to believe is because of the word opportunity, opportunity for growth in this industry for many years to come.
You know, there's so much talk about the fact that cattle numbers are down. We all know the fact that demand continues to grow, as you said. The opportunities are there. We can just get Mother Nature to kind of go along with us. Then we can kind of fulfill the entire thing, can't we?
Sure. You know, we've got right now 70% of the U.S. cow herd, of which, you know, the U.S. cow herd's down to about 30 million head, which is the lowest level it's been since the 1950s. But we've got 70% of the U.S. cow herd in an area that is being negatively impacted by drought, and about 35% of the nation's cow herd, it's in really an extreme drought-stricken area. So really, if we could just get a little more balance with and cooperation with Mother Nature, as you said, it sure would help us continue to get back on the growth phase with the U.S. cow herd. And we're seeing just here in the last couple of weeks some relief in certain areas of the country, and that's really a blessing to start to see as we go into the fall.
Obviously, there's a variety of issues that cattlemen deal with each and every day, and your staff in Washington, D.C., busy on a couple of big ones, the Farm Bill, the death tax, two things that we've got to get taken care of real soon.
Absolutely. No, Congress will be back in town. The lame duck session is sizing up to be a very intense time of the year. We have two huge priorities during that period of time, and you've hit on both of them. One is to get closure, if you will, to what has already been through the Senate version and the House version of the 2012 Farm Bill. We feel that what's been outlined in those two different discussions, we feel if they can come together, it would be the right outcome for agriculture. And then, as you also mentioned, estate tax or the death tax has such a significant impact on farm and ranch families across the country. Our hope is to get full repeal, but if not, we need to make sure we're doing everything we can to get the current levels extended, because that impact of going back to $1 million exemption with a 55% tax rate would be devastating to a lot of farm and ranch families, and that's where our focus is between now and the stroke of midnight of this calendar year.
How important is it for individual cattlemen? And sometimes they don't feel like that their voice is being heard, but how important is it for them to get involved in these issues?
It's more important now than ever. We all know that we have a huge presidential election that's coming up here in the month of November. But at the same time, what's really important to us is equally as important, is not only that people show up and vote in the presidential election, but they show up and they make sure that their thoughts and their views about what's being done within our federal government are known. And whether it be what the EPA is doing with proposed rules around what we call farm dust, that what they call coarse particulate matter, all the way back through to discussions about how we get the Farm Bill implemented or even this estate tax issue. Their voices need to be heard now more than ever, because that's what allows us to have the support when our team is on Capitol Hill getting the job done each and every day. So it's more important now than ever.
Beef sustainability research is underway, too. Talk a little bit about that. Let guys know what's going on out there.
Well, beef sustainability, that's a word that means a lot of things to a lot of different people. And we have taking a very strong leadership role at NCBA, thanks to the partnership we have through the funding from the Beef Checkoff Program, to really establish a definition for what does beef sustainability mean. And we're doing that through a massive research project that we started here about almost 2 years ago. And we will have that completed as we get into the early part of 2013. And basically what this research project will do, it will allow us to define beef sustainability on terms of principle and on terms of scientific validity and data. And we'll be able to define the footprint or the impact that the beef industry has when we talk about sustainability from three points of view: from the economic impact, from the environmental impact, and also from the societal impact. And that's really something that's never been done, not just in this country, but anywhere around the globe, in measuring the true footprint of the beef industry. So we are really excited about where we're going with this initiative, and we'll be rolling out a lot of those results as we start into 2013. And that, again, just sets the foundation for where we grow and continually improve from there.
I guess in kind of a wrap-up, agriculture is doing a much better job of getting their voice out, and we're seeing, no matter what commodity group you're with, what part of agriculture involved, we're all really starting to work together, aren't we?
Absolutely. The efforts that we have tried to really focus on by bringing all of agriculture under one tent to be able to truly speak with one voice, one of the best examples I can give you there is how we've all worked together with this effort called U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. USFRA now has over 80 organizations. We're all focused on that one outcome of enhancing consumer trust in today's agriculture. And that has been a massive effort that we're now getting a lot of momentum with because it's about creating a long-term movement that does enhance consumer trust in today's agriculture. And if we're able to come together and have a dialogue about what farmers and ranchers do each and every day, we feel no doubt what we've been able to do thus far and what we're about to do in 2013, we will be successful in moving the needle there in the right direction for a change.
Bottom line, whether you're a cow-calf producer here in the Southeast, wherever you're at, if you're in the cattle industry, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is there working for you, right?
Absolutely. On your behalf, each and every day, and representing every segment of the beef supply chain. And that's why we need folks from every segment of the supply chain to be engaged, to be involved in the process. And we take our role very seriously in representing their interest each and every day.